Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of December, recording at 7:49 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I hope you had as relaxing and enjoyable a break over the last few days as I did. And on to the markets. First, the highlights. We had some dramatic gains in Asia here today. Several new highs by indices, but the most explosive move occurred in the Hong Kong H shares index, which is up nearly 7%, and the Hong Kong Hang Seng index had a pretty good performance as well, up 1.48%. The European stock market indices were generally quite strong, star performance by the ones that I can see in here. German DAX up 1.6%, CAC up 1.58%, and Wall Street, as I speak, is up 93 on the Dow. That's testing its highs, if not hitting a new high. We're up 9 on the S&P. In the government bond markets, we have, well, a slightly easier trend, and actually the U.S. market's largely unchanged, but the European bonds are clearly a bit softer in here today. The dollar is down a little bit overall, but off its lows. Precious metals were steady with the exception of platinum here today, which closed near the lows, currently down 9.8 at 1113.2. Gold off its highs, but up just 6.28 as I speak. Silver, that had about the best gain, currently up 16.5 at 12.89, although again that's 10 off the highs. And grains and beans, a little bit of profit taking. Crude oil, soft, currently on the day's lows, 60.37 cents for the NYMEX Light Texas crude. Okay, so what's going on here today? Well, late last week, on Thursday and Friday, we'd seen a bit of profit taking in stock markets, and they've just burst back to life here today, particularly, as I mentioned, that Hong Kong H shares index. Now, commentators have been saying that, well, this is all on light volume, and we frequently get some large moves on light volume near year end. And for me, it's the move that's important, not the volume, because understandably, the volume is going to be a bit lower at a time when a good many active investors are still on holiday. And I often feel, particularly when markets move on the upside at this stage, that in some respects, it's those who have not taken the extended break stealing the march on everyone else. In other words, we get some of these dramatic markups in some of the shares and indices, and fund managers who return in the early part of January suddenly find themselves under enormous pressure to throw money at the markets to make sure that they don't miss out on a further run. So I suspect there's a little bit of that in here. And overall, again, this remains a period of seasonal strength generally, and the overall upward trends remain generally intact. They remain pretty well all intact. And they continue to reaffirm additional upside. So a lot of people are nervous. That's no bad thing. But these markets are still performing. And I would give the upside the benefit of the doubt until we see a clear break in these progressions of higher reaction lows. And the uptrends, even allowing for the somewhat larger reactions, and I was only looking for slightly larger reactions, and that's what we saw in the second half of December, or the last 3 weeks of December. Taking those into considerations, it would not take much in the way of pattern deterioration to in terms of a break in the sequence of higher reaction lows, to stand out very clearly, and therefore there isn't a great deal of profit erosion risk if you're concerned about, particularly if you're concerned about a leveraged position that might be doing rather well in here. The one that springs to mind for me is the H shares index, although the Nikkei stock average has done pretty well in here as well, up another 53 points, but that's a very modest gain, whereas the H shares move has just been explosive. I just put a stop in the market to cover just under half of today's move. And what else to mention? Government bonds, they are a concern for me going into next year, but not a problem today, and they're not going to be a problem while the oil price is under a bit of pressure overall. Oil continues to look to me as if it's in a support building phase, but every time it dips, it does test that hypothesis. But nevertheless, it would have to close under the $55 level for more than a day or two to seriously call into question the support building hypothesis. And that's support building within an overall upward trend prior to what I assume will be further gains. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that to see those gains next year, if not in the first half of the year, most likely in the second half of the year. Precious metals generally showing signs of consolidation led by silver. I do like the sector, but it's not performing against all currencies. I'm talking now about gold and silver, and they're not performing against all currencies. So the dollar remains an important factor here overall, and the dollar had steadied last week and hasn't really given up much of those gains in here today. So the dollar would need to show a clear downward dynamic on the US dollar index to, I think, cause the precious metals to push back up and take out the highs that they had seen earlier in the month. However, it's not inconceivable that the markets could start to anticipate such a move. But again, overall, I think precious metals are in a support building phase. This is late in the overall corrective process. I think the lows are pretty well established from last June, and then those lows were retested. I think it was in, can't remember, August or September. And I think that they're well cushioned by underlying trading. But again, if we're looking for a rapid recovery or a persistent move on the upside, I think we might be disappointed in the sense that that will not occur. I think it will occur, but it won't occur until we see gold in particular appreciating against all currencies. You can check those charts out anytime in the library. They suggest to me that, again, we're seeing this support building having reached the lows during the medium-term correction, and that gold at some point in 2007 will be appreciating against all currencies once again. But I'm not holding my breath in terms of that move occurring in the very short term. It's more of a medium-term outlook, medium and longer-term outlook. And grains and beans, I think they're consolidating prior to additional gains. And I think that's pretty much it. I will be in tomorrow and also on Friday. Owen's still away on holiday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.